What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
50-year-old man competes against 13-year-old girls in swimming competition.
There you go.
It's real. This really happened. A 50-year-old man was allowed to compete against teenage girls in a regional swimming competition in Canada after swimming officials said they were simply going with national swimming guidelines, which I kind of believed. Like, well, if they didn't say that you couldn't be, because it probably does address gender in those guidelines. Well, if you identify as whatever gender, that's what you are. I bet it does. And in fact, I think when I read through the story, it did say that it did. But it never addresses age. Yeah. So you can identify. It
doesn't say you can.
You can identify as whatever you want. A man named Nicholas J. Cepeda, who goes by Melody Wisehart, competed against young girls ages 13 through 17 at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's Fall Classic, hosted at the Markham Pan Am Center near Toronto. Cepeda competed against nine other female swimmers, all of whom were 13 or 14. Cepeda made a mockery of the girls. This is coming from The Blaze, so there's a little bit of a slant here, of course. Cepeda made a mockery of the girls in 13. The category was girls 13 and over. So he identifies as a girl, and he's over 13.
There you go.
Technically, he qualifies. 200-meter competition. He was both the only male competitor and the only swimmer in the entire event over 17. I mean, I got to tell you.
Did he win? That's the question.
I don't remember. It says, let's see. It doesn't say whether he won. I can't find it. Well, I would assume that he did. If he didn't, that's a huge embarrassment.
Yeah.
But listen, and I'm not trying to be ironic here. It takes some pretty big nuts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.